It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the wash of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, dear friends, it's great to be with you again from Austin, Texas, our studio here. And we're going to continue our series today entitled, Come Now, Behemoth and Leviathan. We take as our proof text, of course, the book of Job and some interesting prophecy. A lot of folks don't know that throughout the Old Testament, we have some amazing prophecies. Did you know that from Genesis to Revelation, there is prophecy? And I'll tell you, some of the more interesting prophecies are found in the Old Testament. And this has relationship to so many things, and particularly our Holy Bible and its future. Don't be worried about its future, because it is an eternal book. It is the words of God. They will endure and last forever. But there is a war against the word of God. There always has been. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden when the devil told Adam and Eve, surely has God said? I began to question God. That was the lie that he told them in the garden. The lie. Unfortunately, very regrettably, but 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that the majority of people in the whole world in the last days will believe the lie, and so they will be damned. The lie. Come now, Behemoth and Leviathan. They come, and they bring a lie. But in order to perpetuate a lie and cause people to believe in it, they must attempt to destroy first the truth. The truth. Always the attempt to destroy the truth comes packaged with the attempt to sell the lie. I believe you're going to enjoy this continuing series, Come Now, Behemoth and Leviathan. Now, a couple of points of business. We want you to write us if you have a prayer request. We'd love to hear from you. If the Holy Ghost leads you, then we would love your love gifts and donations as well, so we can stay on the air and continue. But it's not necessary to send money for us to pray for you. While we do that free of charge, in fact, it is an honor for us to pray for you. Would you send us your prayer needs? And if you're getting a blessing from this radio program, we'd like to hear that too. Again, we're not begging you for money or anything else. That's not necessary. But we'd like to have some encouragement from you if you're blessed by the program. Let us know. We're like anybody else. We're just human beings. And it's always nice to hear a brother or sister say, I was blessed by your messages, Tex Mars. On the other hand, if we've made you angry, made you mad, and you want to complain to us, why, I'll read your letter too. I'm not saying that I'll agree with you, but I will read it and I'll take note of it. And who knows? You know, some of the best letters come from preacher correctors. And I encourage that, too, if that's your bent. And I'm not going to take it out on you. I'm not going to dislike you. In fact, you could write me a negative letter 1 week, and I pray you'll listen to the next week's radio program. You might hear something you like out of that one. So you just never know, do you? So we're not going to say sayonara, goodbye to you, farewell. Just because you don't like something we said on the radio here. We want you to continue to listen. We have some people that just love to criticize us so much. There are very few of them, really. But just a few that write me all the time. I mean, it seems like every week they find fault. But they keep writing me. They keep listening. And I like that. You know, I appreciate that. Some of my biggest critics who are atheists, who are New Agers, sometimes listen to me just so they can curse me. And you know what? They end up some time praising the Lord Jesus and getting saved. So I want you to know right now, this is a dangerous program if you don't know Jesus. Hey, we got a beautiful song for you. I know that, and I know I'm accurate about this. It's by Janice Paschal, and the title is Merciful Savior. You're going to like it. Janice is always one of my favorites. It's beautiful music. That's all we play here. Friends, if you want Christian rock and roll, as they call it, go somewhere else. Turn the knob. We won't have any music like that. We only play beautiful music here, and we have the song from Janice Paschal, and then we'll have our portion, because we have segments or series now. Our series, Come Now, Behemoth and Leviathan. I'm Pastor Tex Mars of Bible Home Church.
From the beginning, He extended His hand to bring salvation and restore us again. Though His heart was broken by the weakness of man, He chose to carry the weight of our sin. Merciful Savior, You Thank you.
Then there's a book called The New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity by Jesus. And there's so many more. And I'm going to talk about that later on. And then, of course, if you like, if you don't want to, I mean, you're too educated, you're too informed to go after the lost teachings of Jesus or the Aquarian gospel of Jesus the Christ, aren't you? Well, maybe you'll like this one. This is an article from the Arizona Daily Star, Tucson, Arizona, August 16th. Cursing and violence used to sell teens on Bible. You see, the teenagers, they don't understand the King James Bible. And they're so used to cursing and profanity and things like that. So they've got a new Bible. Why, it's on Laserdisc for their computers. Let me read to you what Mr. Gary Rowe of Turner Educational Services says about this new Bible on disc for your teenagers. He says, remember, this was in their board meeting. Remember, if we don't like this, then the kids probably will. Think about that, parents. Can you imagine a mother and a father? Yeah, we don't like it, but little Joe will. We don't like it, but Kimberly will. What kind of leadership is that? It's devil's leadership. That's what it is. Cursing and violence. Oh, the Bible contains all kind of profanity, but that's the real world for teenagers today in the ghettos, isn't it? The devil's books, that's what they are. Let's look at this very carefully. I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Now, if you don't have the King James Bible, you're just going to have to sort of follow me, but I'll tell you what each one says. Here's what the King James Bible says. You see, this is the place in the Bible when an occultist or a New Ager comes to me and says, prove to me that Lucifer is Satan. I can do it. If I use the King James Bible. But if you don't have it, you're lost, my friends. Here's what the King James says. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? And by the way, Isaiah continues on and says, your destiny is the pit of hell. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Jesus said in Luke, I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Why do you think the SS Gestapo used the lightning bolt as their symbol? Satan, fallen from heaven. The dark angel who rebelled against God and was cast down like lightning fall from heaven. And the King James says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? But wait, the NIV and the New American Standard in these false versions, what do they say? How have you fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn? I think that refers to Jesus. It could. Where's Lucifer? He's missing. Well, I bet the old devil lacks that NIV and New American Standard a whole big bunch. Gail Ripplinger told me that one of the students came up to her in her class. She's written the outstanding book, New Age Bible Versions. And people hate it because it is truthful, and that's the only reason. She says her student said, I don't understand this passage. I thought Jesus was the morning star. She says, that refers to Lucifer. They said, not in my Bible, and you know they were right. Lucifer, taken out of the Old Testament. But that's not all. In the new versions, you're not going to find hell either. Every time it says hell in the King James, it's been changed to grave. Oh, Dr. Jack Kevorkian will like that. He was asked recently this question. Dr. Kevorkian, what happens when you die? His answer, you rot. The grave. Well, the King James has a whole different answer. You better be prepared to meet your Maker. There is a place called hell of everlasting torment and burning and judgment. But not in the new versions. Oh, the devil must have loved that little juicy tidbit to be taken out. There's no hell in the new versions. We got a problem, my friends, with these false Bibles. And then I find it very ironic. You can turn to chapter 11 of Luke, and you'll see the Lord's Prayer. I was at a prophecy conference down in Denver, Colorado. A couple came up with their little girl, and I asked her to recite the Lord's Prayer. And she did. And then she said, with a very beaming face, light almost shining in her eyes, she said, we even sing it in our church. Our Father, which art in heaven. And that is a glorious song. And I told her parents, you know, you can't sing it if you use the NIV. Here's what it says. Father, this is the NIV. Father, that's the first line. Is there anything missing? Our Father, which art in heaven. Well, the New Age doesn't teach of a heaven. They just teach of the spirit world. And you're born over and over and over again through reincarnation and karma. Father, that's all that the NIV has in Luke. Which art in heaven is gone. It's been deleted, omitted, changed. Next verse, or sentence, line. Hallowed be your name. Next one. Your kingdom come. What's missing there, my friends? Thy will be done. As in heaven, so on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's missing. God's will is missing. Well, I think the devil would love that, don't you? The next one. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. But wait, now there's one line missing. Do you know what it is? The line that the devil hates? And lead us not into temptation, but what? But deliver us from evil. You see, Jesus said, pray to God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But the devil's Bible says, don't worry about praying that. There's no but deliver us from evil, is there? No, my friends, this is not the Lord's Prayer. And when I recited this, the little girl, 12 years old, said, that's not the Lord's Prayer. 12 years old. She knew. Why is it that the great scholars and the scribes don't know? It's because they're filled with a spirit of deception, of evil. No wonder Jesus said, woe to the scribes. They build lies based on man's traditions and not paying attention to the Word of God. Did you know, my friends, that Jesus' name is removed 73 times from the New American Standard? Does that send you a message? 73 times the name of Jesus is taken out of the New American Standard, and 38 times from the NIV. Does that tell you something? The name of Jesus? Let me give you some examples. Ephesians 3, verse 9. God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Guess what? It's not there in the new versions. By Jesus Christ. It's missing. Here's another one. Acts 8:37. Here was a man, and by the way, I've used this before. People have said, how can I be saved? How can I know that I'll enter the kingdom of heaven? And I've taken them to Acts chapter 8, verse 37. What a glorious passage. And Philip said to the Ethiopian eunuch, remember that story? He was sitting in his chariot, and he was reading the scriptures. And boy, I tell you, if you're a Christian, think about that. An opportunity, a man hungering for the Word of God, sitting there with a question on his lips. And Philip went up to him and said, can I help you, basically? And the man said, yes. What can I do to be baptized? What prevents me from being saved? What a question. Are you ready, if somebody asks you that question today, to give an answer? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he, the man, answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm telling you, I think he was saved right at that moment. A confession of faith. But not in the NIV or the new versions. That entire passage is missing there. There is no confession of faith. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You won't find it in your false versions. Let me give you another one. I think this is mighty. Think about this. I bet everybody knows this verse. The old devil said, if you're the Son of God, he was tempting Christ in the wilderness. Just tell this stone to become bread. I know you're hungry. If you're really the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Friends, that's not in the new versions. The very words, "but by every word of God," has been removed. "Man shall not live on bread alone," says the NIV. And then it's mute. Oh, the devil must love that. And these new versions. You know, talking with a good friend of mine, Dr. Joseph Chambers from out in North Carolina way, he has a radio program and he interviewed one of the contributors, one of the people who helped put together the New International Version of the Bible. It's a woman, Dr. Virginia Mollenkott. Very unusual lady. She was the English professor who helped to choose various words that would best be in the NIV. Now, Virginia Mollenkott is a different kind of woman. You see, she is a lesbian. And not only is she a lesbian, but she is proud of being a lesbian. She says God made her a lesbian and wants her to be a lesbian. In fact, I have some pages from her book called Sensuous Spirituality. Out from Fundamentalism by Virginia Mollenkott. And she says in here, just one word, she says, the term God ought to imply the presence of a goddess component. Oh, she's a goddess worshiper as well. Recently, she was at this Reimagining God conference, and she said that she did not believe that the blood of Christ means anything. She said, if it's true that Jesus went to the cross, then God was an abusive father. He abused his child. She does not believe that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. She, this lesbian activist, was one of the contributors for the NIV and the choosers of the words of the NIV. And I'm telling you, my friends, the Bible makes very clear, a corrupt tree will produce corrupt fruit. You say, well, that text, just because she was a lesbian, maybe she's a great scholar. Surely she didn't let her biases show. Then why is it that the very word sodomy and sodomizers is not found anymore in the Old Testament in the NIV? Did you know that, my friends? 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 43 to 46, says in the King James, and the remnant of the Sodomites which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. The Sodomites taken out of the land. No homosexuality there, my friends. But wait, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 11 through 12. And Asa also did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and did as David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land. But you won't find that in the NIV and the new versions. Could it be that Virginia Mollenkott had her way? I do not know, but I do know this. They have changed it. It's no longer Sodomites, it's the shrine prostitutes. He took the shrine prostitutes out of the land. I'm telling you, my friends, we've got a serious problem with these new versions. A man told me recently, he said, is there any problem in terms of Bible prophecy in the new versions? And I said, absolutely. Let me give you a quick one. Revelation 17. The woman, Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots, and she rides the beast. She is astride the beast, but not in the new version, not in the New American Standard. She's carried by the beast. I propose to you that there is a great distinction between being astride the beast and being simply carried by it. Think about it. Let me give you another one. A verse that I believe is very, very descriptive, and I'm telling you it's very powerful when you study it. Here is Revelation 13, verse 18. It says, here is wisdom. Let me tell you something. When God gives you that message, you better listen up. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Now, there are many out there saying, I don't believe there's going to be a personal Antichrist. I don't believe there's going to be a man with the number 666. I don't believe any of these things. I'm telling you, they're out there.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.